So let me look at the notes here. What I've got in my notes is I make note of Newton versus Leibniz. That's a big deal because that was an insight of how McLuhan took the eternal battle between Newton and Leibniz and said one guy was a meteorologist and one wasn't. That was pretty neat. So that's written in big letters. And then I have kingdom of heaven via violence. And I have nucleation. These are ideas that I read. Dublin, 1916, radio. These are rebellion. Monadology as democracy. LaRouche writes about monads. Leibniz writes about monads. Hard to something civil war. And then over on the other side, I've got graciousness, that's from the next article. Okay, so there's not many articles, not many notes from this one. Kingdom of heaven is an act of violence. We're going to heaven is violence. Nucleation, monadology is democracy. And hard hats in civil war, that whole civil war thing. So that's what I, just a few notes from this issue. But look at that, Bert. Look at all those ideas. You haven't even seen so many ideas, let alone think them, right?
No. It's interesting. Yeah. Kingdom of heaven is violent via violence.
That's right. McLuhan says all activities, all information is breaking boundaries, and that's a violent act. You're crossing boundaries. Even the kingdom of heaven can only be entered by violence. And he says, violence to our mundane image. So you have to wreck your own image of yourself. That's what a lot of people, they get ion happening and they become antisocial, hide out, listen to this stuff, and have a violent dialogue with themselves for about a year. All right?
And when you write Ecoland, what are you talking about there? Because today we talk about echoes.
Well, that we haven't gotten to that article. Where do you see that?
On the notes.
What's the date?
In December 68.
No, that's too far down. We'll get to that. Hey, we're no jumping ahead. I read a lot of stuff here.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was already there because you also talk about write about tribal, primitive, communism.
Well, that's those articles. We just did the top line. See, July 16th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We did.
I thought you were already down.
Hey, Bob. We did nothing. In that article.
Well, let me say this, Bert. Let me say this. Do you see on the far right? Are you looking at it, Bert, the page?
Yes. Yes.
You see the line on the top right? Underneath it says graciousness, war is macroscopic. Those are the line separates August 68 from July 68.
Ah, okay. That's what, okay, yes.
You see, the line goes along, and it goes under hard hats, civil war. They're like blue. And then I have a little arrow to the left of hard, an arrow, a Hendiades going both ways, arrow left, right. And then a line going underneath and underneath Leibniz. That's my crude line separating August from July.
It is the customized notes, yes. So graciousness is for the August then.
Yeah.
Correct?
All that stuff underneath there is, we'll see, systole, diastole. I think it's about equal to the July 68, or maybe a couple more notes. Not about the same amount of writing.
Yeah.
But it's spread out more. Tactility is heart, pulling apart, pushing together, systole, diastole. So so these would be things that I would write down to remind myself, that Newton versus Leibniz, McLuhan knew that, I never used these much, though. I never went back and looked at them much. Because I read and listened to so much McLuhan, he'd repeat ideas, and I kind of would remember it.
Yes. I heard that in there when he was in that article you just read in the Dew Line about the Japanese wife would not reprove her husband. She would just rearrange. And I remember that hearing that or reading that before.
Yeah. No, he's used that before, yeah.
I find McLuhan's reference to violence pretty interesting. It's not your typical violent, well, what most people think of violence, because I remember hearing about violence as a probe to a new reality or something, I think he said.
Yeah. You're breaking boundaries. It's slang comes out of an identity crisis. Slang is finding new ideas while on the frontier where you don't have a full statement of what's happening to you.
Yeah.
So you have to make up new words. I mean, he says, he has a title, Education is War. Nobody fucking thinks education is war. Education is important. It's fucking peaceful. It's not war. I mean, what he said was outrageous.
Yeah.
If you had time and tolerance, you could read it and get the idea and then maybe agree with him. But, you know, imagine reading. What?
I'm reading this. I was born October 68.
Oh, and you're reading the October 68.
Yeah, there you write, Rai returns to essence, Humpty Dumpty.
Yes, Rai returns to essence. That's me putting my, I mean, McLuhan wouldn't even know what I was talking about, but I'd be putting in my other holy offices information. You know what I mean? I was looking at the overlaps. University obsolete. There's one you should have fucking paid attention to.
Where is that?
Right in your birthday month. It's like I was writing an astrological hex. Anybody born in October 68 was subject to these ideas, and they didn't notice them. They were fucked.
Yes. The thing was, we're supposed to be ready in 69, so I said, okay, I'll come for 68. Everything is going to be ready next year. And here we are.
What? I didn't get that. You're in 69. What do you? Where did you arrive?
No, I said everything was supposed to be ready.
Oh, that's right. In 69. That's right. Yeah.
So I said, okay, I come for 68. Everything is going to be ready.
Oh yeah,
you.
Yeah. That's right. You came forth to get on the bus in 69.
It's like we are going to be ascended. Everything is going to be cool. And
yeah, you were tuned into Bob Knowledge very early.
And it was a joke.
Yeah. You, now, didn't Ion say that you came forth to meet Ion or something? Well, remember they said that?
No, that I agreed to do this, he said. But I don't know exactly.
Oh, yeah, you agreed to be chief of staff for Dobbstown. Yes. And Bob, and I took my damn time. I took 40 years to show up to the meeting.
And like, report to Bob. What?
Yeah, you should have said, it's about fucking time. I'm waiting for 40 years. Yeah, it's pretty funny. But, yeah, we'll go through each one of those notes, and I'll explain whatever. I mean, I've got there Bush versus Saddam. He's saying back in 68 that generals would fight the future wars, you know, one general versus another. So then I realized later, oh, that's Bush versus Saddam, you know. That's a prediction coming true. I mean, World War II was not a fight between Churchill and Hitler. I don't think people thought that's metonymy probably, but people were not using those images like that.
Yes, but this Bush-Saddam duel, it's really amazing in 68 that it was already there.
Yeah. I mean, remember, that's what people say, well, why are we going to war? Oh, Bush is pissed off because Saddam went after his father. You know, people did think that way about it because there was no real reason to have the war, so they had to come up with reasons. So, and Saddam said that he was going to wipe out Simpsons. He thought Simpsons were real. He said, we're going to kill Homer Simpson.
Yes, but then we see already there the 9/11.
Yeah.
So, Bob, when did you take these notes?
Well, I would have done them in the early 80s. I mean, I got them in the late 70s, maybe 79, 80, 81 in there. I had time to do it. But Bush, and, but then I went over them 20 years later, and that's where I put in Bush versus Saddam. You know,
okay.
Even though that should be, unless I redid them again. See, I've read through them maybe three times, and I maybe took notes, and then maybe I made better notes, or I didn't do notes the first time. But Bush versus Saddam, that has to be 2005 or something.
This, but you told me the notes were the other color, the blue one.
Actually, the first Gulf War was in 90. The first Gulf War where Bush, the Papa
Oh,
Bush.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that was Bush versus, yeah, okay. So that was done in 90. Right. You see where I got hard hats versus Civil War? That's in blue. That seems to be the later pen.
Yes.
I know when I'd read them, I would notice things that I didn't notice before, and add them. So you thought I was going all the way down to December. That would have been, I would have had to say a lot more. But
You're always ahead.
Yes. Yep. And the fastest rabbit in the hutch. But it was fun looking at this again, the McLuhan Dew Line, side probes here. And the little girl, wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody were blind? Then there would be no race problem. McLuhan goes, she was wrong. The little girl was wrong. The professor marks her life, marks her paper. He's saying it's not a color issue or something.
Yeah, he was. I think he said something about a classification.
Yeah.
He also mentioned it earlier. I heard he mentioned about Karl Marx, something about he recognized the communism he was recognizing was before his time, but he didn't recognize the communism was taking place during his time.
Yeah, he grew up in Cyprus or some island, and when he came to industrial societies, because he was an outsider, he had perceptions where he could see the broad outlines. So he projected his own Corsican tribalism, pre-industrial tribalism in Corsica, on London. And he said, okay, we're all moving toward becoming like me, a Corsican, but he didn't know that was rearview mirror because he didn't see the hardware communism.
Mm-hmm.
He just saw chemical body communism. That's what he was hoping would be retrieved, or he called it move forward to that. He was against the bourgeois hierarchy, the classes.
Yes.
He was from Winnipeg. He's a Winnipegian with no point of view, no perspective, but he was adopting the Torontonian visual bias because it was a novelty to him. So he became a writer. So I think we'll just do, they're quite detailed. We'll just do one a week.